On this first day of spring, one animal rights group is urging people to use the occasion of a fresh start, a brand new season, to give up eating meat. The group is called FARM, and the occasion is called the Great American Meat Out. I'm calling it GAMO. So let's leave aside for a moment the politics of eating meat and the economics of meat eating, and let's just get practical. If you want to give up meat, what's the best way to do it without compromising nutrition and that need to feed on flesh? Someone going through this right now is Rod Dreher, a columnist with the Dallas Morning News. So, Rod, now your reasons for giving up meat are religious. Can you explain?
Yeah, I'm a convert to Eastern Orthodox Christianity, and we Eastern Orthodox Christians are going through our Lent now. It started a lot later than Western Lent, and the Orthodox Lent is a lot more austere than the Catholic Lent in that we give up all meat and all dairy for the full duration. So right now I'm eating essentially a vegan diet.
How long have you been at this?
About 2 weeks, and we'll continue through April 27th.
What's been toughest so far down in Texas?
I do live in Texas. Giving up ribs and my daily dose of Chipotle has been the toughest thing. But, you know, I think it's hard mostly because we've all gotten used to the expectation that our meals just have to have meat or we're missing out. And in fact, the first few days, you know, I sort of felt cheated or maybe even a little bit hungry because I wasn't able to eat meat. But I found that this is mostly psychological, that as long as you have protein in some form, whether it's beans or tofu, you know, and you get used to it, it's really, you don't feel like you're missing much at all.
You lead me to my next question. I wondered if you noticed a change in your attitude towards meat now that you've been meat-free for almost half a month.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, I read a lot of Michael Pollan, and I am not only a Christian, but I'm a conservative, and a crunchy conservative. I wrote the book on crunchy cons, and I find that I don't need meat as much. I tell my wife that when Lent is over, I don't want to go back to eating as much meat. I am an enthusiastic carnivore, but I find that I really, having gone without meat for only 2 weeks and having the next month ahead of me, I don't really need it as much as I thought I did, and I want to eat better and eat better meat, meat that's not been factory farmed once we get out of Lent. And because I know I can do with a lot less meat, I can afford the more expensive pasture-raised meat.
Now, had you ever contemplated giving up meat before this, but for other reasons than religion?
No, not really. I mean, when I read this great book by Matthew Scully, who's a former Bush speechwriter. He wrote a book called Dominion about animal welfare, and he is a vegetarian. He really challenged my conservative ideas and ideology about meat eating by talking about the way we treat animals. And as a conservative, that really got to me and spoke to me. But as an enthusiastic carnivore, I quickly forgot about his message and his moral message once confronted with the Chipotle burrito.
One of the big issues here for you is the reason you're doing this is because of your faith. What religious lessons are you learning from giving up meat?
Well, I tell you, the reason that we have Lent, such an austere Lent, is to remind us that, you know, we aren't slaves to our appetite, that we should subordinate our material needs and our physical appetites to higher spiritual principles. And Lent is a time to refocus on that and to realize that we are more than just what we eat. And I'm also thinking a whole lot about the way we relate to the material world in general as Christians, that it's not just there for our use, to use and abuse as we see fit, but that it has to be ordered rightly, and our relationship to the material world has to be ordered rightly. Lent and giving up meat and giving up dairy, too, is a time to refocus on what's really important.
But nuts and bolts, how did you handle those initial meat cravings?
Hot sauce. Lots of hot sauce. I've gone through so much sambal sauce. And I tell you, you know, one thing that I think discourages people from trying vegetarian eating is we think that the food is going to be bland. But if you expose yourself to food cultures of people who know how to do great things without meat, Middle Eastern food culture, Asian and Indian, you can eat really well without having meat in the diet and have lots of hot sauce, too, to cover the tofu.
Rod Dreher is a columnist with the Dallas Morning News. He's blogging about his new meat-free life, and you can find a link to that on our website at npr.org/Bryant Park. Good luck, Rod.
Thanks a lot.